waarschijnlijk getrouwd. Misschien heb ik een beetje van de vrouw waar jij van houdt. Wat blijft is de herinnering, dat beeld hou ik apart. Die foto's heb ik ingelijst in het album van mijn hart. Zo blijf je bij me, al word ik 100 jaar. En wat er ook gebeuren zal, we blijven bij elkaar. Je eerste liefde blijf je bij, al is het nog zo lang geleden. Je denkt gaat over vroeg of laat, het is iets dat nooit meer overgaat. Soms denk ik, denk je nog aan mij? Ik wil je niet ruilen voor de man waar ik van hou. Toch is er iets in mij, wat altijd is en altijd blijft voor jou.
You are listening to Acid Jazz Hands here on Give the Drummer Radio, and I hope you can hear me. Blink once if you can hear me, blink twice if you can't hear me. Either way, I won't be able to see you, but, you know, it's just a fun exercise. Anyway, I'm sorry to hear that there are problems with the stream cutting in and out, and we're working on it. anyway, not much I can do here in the home studio, but we're trying to figure it out. Anyway, you just heard Dutch singer and actress Willeke Alberti with Je Eerste Liefde Blijfte from her 1989 album Liefde Is. And then before that, Reggio Taipale with Jos Rakas Suli Oisin from his 1992 album Tas Kutsu Karjala. And he was a Finnish pop singer specializing in schlager music and tango. They love the tango in Finland. And then before that, Galician singer-songwriter Suso Vamonde with Nagareme from his 1979 album Limiar. And he had set to music a poem by the Galician poet Manuel Rodriguez Lopez. And then started things off with that good old Croatian pop punk band Sajomoto Pop with Lagano Padam from their 2004 album Plastic Fantastic. And another fun fact that I forgot to name about them is that they at one point opened for the Ramones, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, here's a little song by a guy named Fred Bongusto, an Italian singer of light music, kind of the lighter, fun side of classical music. This is a cover that he did. It's a song called Didn't We? Written by Jimmy Webb for Richard Harris's debut album in 1968, but it wasn't MacArthur Park, so it wasn't the most famous one, but this is Didn't We? And this is Fred Bongusto's version from his 1971 album Un'occasione per dirti che ti amo, an occasion to tell you I love you. And you're hearing it right here on Acid Jazz Hands on Give the Drummer Radio.
This is fair, didn't we, girl? This time we almost made some sense of it. didn't we, girl? This time I had the answer right here in my hand. And I touched it, and it had turned to sand. This time we almost sang our song in tune, didn't we, girl? This time we almost made it to the moon. Oh, didn't we, girl? This time we almost made our palm rise. This time we almost made that love cry. Didn't we almost make it this time? Thank you.
The King's Men sing, "Would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder than a private with a chicken on your knee?"
I overheard a father ask his soldier son,
"Now, why don't you advance as other boys have done? You've been a private too long. Now tell me what's wrong."
Said the soldier with a twinkle in his eye, "Here's the reason why. I'd rather be a private than a colonel in the army. A private has more fun when all his daily work is done. And when he goes on hikes, in every town he strikes,
girls discover him and they smother him
with things he likes.
But girlies act so shy
when colonel passes by. He holds his head so high with dignity. So would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder than a private with a chicken on your knee?"
Well, colonels and majors and captains are fine, with eagles and medals and buttons that shine. Corporals and sergeants and lieutenants too, all giving orders for privates to do. I ask you, what good would the colonels and majors and captains and lieutenants be if it weren't for the privates who carry out the orders that will win the victory? So would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder than a private with a chicken on your knee?
Not me.
There's nothing on his sleeve except a girl when he's on leave. And when he goes on hikes, in every town he strikes,
the girls discover me and they smother me with things I like.
But girlies act so shy when colonel passes by. He holds his head so high with dignity. So would you rather be a colonel with an eagle on your shoulder or a private with a chicken on your knee?
You are listening to Acid Jazz Hands here on Give the Drummer Radio, and you just heard the King's Men with the version of "Would You Rather Be a Colonel with an Eagle on Your Shoulder," a World War I song very popular in 1918 that was sung by Eddie Cantor in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1918. And that was actually a version heard live on the radio show Fibber McGee and Molly during World War II in 1943. Before that, the Dale Warland Singers with a beautiful version of the folk song Single Girl from their 1996 album Blue Wheat, a harvest of American folk songs, and started things off with Fred Bongusto performing Didn't We from 1971. All right, so we're going to go back to the show tunes for our final song, and we're going to hear a little something from Kismet. This is from the 1965 Lincoln Center production with Alfred Drake reprising his role. And here he is singing with Henry Calvin, Richard Bank, and Lee Venora the song "And This Is My Beloved." And you are hearing it right here on Acid Jazz Hands on Give the Drummer Radio.
Say his eyes were
sometime bright,
but only sometime
often dark.
Well, that is plain.
Plain words can't tell the thrill.
Then tell it how you will. You'd say her eyes were
promising skies,
sometime bright, but only sometimes, often times.
Imagine this,
not very clear.
Mere
words cannot convey.
And this is my beloved.
Then try another way.
Strange.
You'd say his smile was
spice from the sun.
Sometime
gay.
honey to the comb,
but only sometimes.
Sifting,
often sad.
Imagine these
sad smiles are strange
on one eager mouth.
He can be very strange.
And this is my beloved.
I hope he'll never change.
And when she speaks,
and when he talks to you,
music, mystery,
mystery.
And when she moves,
and when he walks with you,
paradise,
concert.
Please adjust sound for maximum clarity. Please adjust sound for maximum clarity. Please adjust sound for maximum clarity. Please adjust sound.
Please adjust sound for maximum.
maximum clarity.
On the air? Is there anyone on the air? Is there anyone?
Magoo is building a hi-fi set on the Super Heterodyne. And away we go on the hi-fi, your Wi-Fi, your hi-fi, your Wi-Fi. Dope electronics today. Oh, read the instructions. Oh, sharp-eyed Magoo. Oh, the fine print. Let's see now. Plug preamp jack into amplifier input. He don't know that. Hang down, de do do. Oh, hand me the screwdriver, Waldo, you dear boy.
That's all right.
Amplifier connects to speaker. Quiet, Waldo. Why the boy needs help? He's not well. Turntable connects to...
But, Unc!
Don't disturb me, Waldo. That boy's been alone too much. Oh, a child could build this do-it-yourself hi-fi set. Let's see now. Put record on turntable and turn power switch.
But, Unc!
Oh, there's so much service noise. I can't hear the music. What orchestra is this?
I'm trying to tell you, Unc. You plugged in the washing machine.
Oh, great balls of fire. So I have rippling rhythm. Non-detergent
terrible has happened.
Something terrible has happened. Something terrible has happened.
Well, now let's see.
Something terrible has happened.
I turn these wires around. Oh, blasted washing machine. What's the matter now? Well, I'll stick my head in and... It looks all right to me. Maybe this wire.
Your nose is lighting up, Unc. It must be the wrong wire. Try this one. You're wrong! That's corny!
Waldo, you poor boy. No appreciation of the finer things. You confuse the time you don't.
The book says, turn bass control for more bottom. Slowly.
Listening to the radio is guilty on WFMU's Give the Drummer Radio.
Inglorious stereo.
Taza Uper Gif Wee Badens Dorlie Mulf Tulf Tu Til Huka
Československé zahraniční vysílání.